Life is better when you breathe. Welcome to The Breathing Edge, the podcast where we share tips, techniques, biohacks, and interviews to help you achieve peak performance in all areas of your life.
If you truly want to get the edge in life, you can find it right here at The Breathing Edge. And now, we are your hosts, Shane and Angelina Saunders.
Welcome to The Breathing Edge podcast.
Welcome for another little journey down the rabbit hole.
So today we thought we would talk about breathing as a behavior.
Yeah, breathing as a behavior. It's a really interesting topic. And the reason that we are talking about this one today is because we've witnessed a lot of really weird things going on when we take people for breathing sessions and when we've done breathing sessions ourselves.
We won't call it weird. It's just different abnormalities.
Different abnormalities. Is that even a term? It's weird. It's weird. And it's also wonderful at the same time because, the breath seems to express things out of the body. So if we think about that in terms of energy, and we've talked about shifting energy already on one of our episodes. Mm. We'll place it like this, and this is our experience. This is what we've seen. Mm. If you just think for a moment, you breathe air in. So everyone, just take a big breath in right now. Now, breath and air has been referred to as life force. It's been referred to as energy, certainly in my research of reading about breathing and looking at it from a scientific point of view, but also from a philosophical point of view, reading all the literature on breathing, it's referenced in all the ancient texts, in spiritual texts. So you think about it, we're inspiring life force every time we breathe. Now, once that life force comes into our body, it mixes with who we are. It mixes with our thoughts, our energy,
our memories.
It mixes with our energies, and then that expresses the behaviors. So, it took me a little while to think about this, but when I got my head around it, when we look at how people breathe, it's interesting because you can start to recognize things like control, things like where you're stopping the breath. You know, think about that. If you're stopping the breath, are you stopping life? Are you stopping your life from progressing? We've looked at how it can shift you quickly from procrastination into action. You know, so if it really is a behavior, and let's think about this for a moment. Our behaviors are our habits. And we've spoken a lot about high quality habits and why they're important. Mm-hmm. Now, if our breathing is our behavior, that is our habits, then our behavior and our habits can also have an effect on our beliefs. Mm. Mm. Now, this is really interesting. This is the thing. This is why we are sitting in front of you talking about breathing. This is why we're so obsessed by it.
Now, this makes me think of, I'm just thinking personally from my own experience, so I can give you an example. What it makes me think of is those times that I've experienced anxiety and panic attacks. And generally, they're when I felt fear around something, but there has been no danger. Mm. So it's like, say, for instance, before I go out on stage and sing a song, or even just going for a job interview, or, you know, meeting somebody like a, you know, boy for the first time, or, you know, something like that. And then what I found is that.
Did you say boy, like, yes, really quiet?
I know, because I felt it when I met you. It was cute. I got anxious because I'm like, don't screw this up. Which is interesting because that is also a behavior related to a belief that I'm fearful or that I don't have the confidence to move to have what I want. Mm. And so when I started changing my breathing patterns around anxiety and panic attacks, I started noticing that I started to find my own flow.
Shifting the energy.
That's right. And it was almost like, and the big thing was knowing that there was no danger. Okay. And the other thing was like, okay, in my head, I know I shouldn't be worried or anxious, but I'm anxious. How can I change this?
Well, you hear us talking about shifting energy all the time. And really, if you want to break it down to what Angie just said, it's shifting perspective as well.
Yeah.
You can shift from looking at something, a behavior, a fear, a type of energy in one way, but then you can shift to looking at another way. And the breathing shifts you really quick.
Yeah, because it didn't matter how many times I tried to think myself out of anxiety. I was just having a full on panic attack and my heart was going and I was sweating and all of these things were happening, but it wasn't necessary. So
now Angie raised a good point before, and I want to come back to it, talking about fear in the absence of danger, which means that the fear is something that is not real. It's if there's no danger attached to it, what is actually going to happen to you? That's a question. And if in all the reading and all the research that I've done on, I'm a closet geek on psychology and economics, and I love to read these things, and I love to read different texts and look at it from the view of not being stuck in one modality of psychology. Now, in the findings, they talk about the amygdala in the brain, which is supposedly where all the real hardwired fear responses are all in there. You know, the fear of big sharp teeth, the fear of black water, the fear, you know, all these ones that are kind of universal to everybody. Yeah. And what I've experienced personally in the breathing is that you can start to uncouple the fears that don't have danger attached to them. So you might be getting frozen by some kind of fear that you don't even know about. You just know you get frozen, or you get stopped, or you have an excuse around it. And this is really what we're talking about, bringing it all back to breathing being a behavior, and breathing being able to unlock your behaviors.
Yeah.
Now, this is the real key, because you think about it.
Very magical.
If your breathing is a behavior and you change your breathing, you're then changing your behavior.
Yeah.
And so that's what our shift patterns are about, that we teach people in our breathing. Our shift patterns are about a simple way of changing your pattern of breathing, therefore changing your behaviors, therefore giving you
what you want.
You know, what you can give you then the tools to start changing your beliefs.
Yeah. And it's interesting, because when I started having these regular breathing sessions and learning how to shift my energy so quickly, I could do it in as little as one breath. So if I can feel the anxiety starting to rise, all it would take for me to just shift the energy with one breath. And then I noticed it was like my body forgot to be anxious, which is interesting. So,
well, anxiety, the same physiological effects of anxiety is excitement.
Yeah.
In the body. So it's just arousal. It's energy. I know you keep hearing me say that. And, you know, it's not woo-woo. It's a real phenomena that happens. Now Angie just reminded me of something. I've totally forgotten what it was and what I was going to say.
Around my body forgetting to feel anxious. And you were talking about anxiety.
Right. Well, you know, the behavior, if you can get a hold of your behaviors, what would that mean to you? Now, I know there's probably a lot of you out there thinking, oh, well, you know, I'm just the way I am. Yeah, that's just, this is, now you just reminded me, this is what I was thinking about. We have actually witnessed in ourselves and in other people that the breathing shifts and alters your traits.
Yeah.
Now, just think about that for a minute. How many times have you done a Myers-Briggs? Have you done a wealth dynamics profile? Have you done a, 360 degrees, some sort of profiling? And it said, hey, you are in
like
pigeonhole
this.
Number five. You are a mechanic. You are a kind of person. Well, let me just tell you, they all mold into the pot of traits. Now, just think about it. What if you had a tool that you had simple access to, that you could alter your traits, not only just altered states, but altered traits? That is something that I think would be worth, think about that in business. How would that serve you in business if you could drop out some sabotaging behaviors when you're about to go into a meeting, or about to go into to cut a deal and go into a negotiation?
Yeah. Well, for instance, I would not be able to do these podcasts if I didn't get a handle on my own energy around anxiety of sharing myself with people. So, and also, you know, we also used to be very, very fiery, meaning like something he would say would set me off and then I'd be angry and I'd blame him for it. And it was really difficult to have.
Oh, the blame game.
Oh, man.
The blame game is a behavior. Yeah. And when you start to recognize that you're in that pattern, that you're in that behavior of blame, that's the first step. We have met many people who have said, oh, I know all that. I know about it, yet they still continue to do it.
Yeah.
That's the difference between altering and experiencing. Exactly. And it's a difference between just altering a behavior versus altering a trait, because ultimately it goes up the tree. It goes from behaviors up to beliefs. And then we get into, you know, I mean, let's face it, can this go to identities? Can you shift your identity?
Well, for me, it's gone from having fear to now being excited. And it's gone from being fiery, angry, blame game to being fiery and having fun. So it's what it's all about. It's just connecting with yourself, learning what you want to shift and using your breath. In fact, I love what you said, actually, and I'm not going to steal it because it's yours, is Shane, he just said to me one day, he goes, just hand it over to the breath.
Yeah, that's just shifting the energy. The breath is there. It's the thing that moves it. So why not just throw it in the spin?
Let the breath take it out. Yeah.
Let the breath wash it out.
There you go. On that note, just start playing with your breath. Have fun and breathe it in.
Yeah, and remember, it's not in the words, it's in practice.
Thank you for joining us on the Breathing Edge podcast with Shane and Angelina. For show notes and other resources, please visit us at breathingedgepodcast.com. If you have any questions or a subject you'd like us to cover on the podcast, or any recommendations for a guest interview, please contact us at info@breatheme.com. The Breathing Edge podcast is brought to you by Experts On Air Podcast Network.
Disclaimer. The only purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. It is no substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Instead, we encourage you to discuss your options with a healthcare provider. Guests who speak in this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions, and neither O2 Collective Propriety Limited nor any company providing financial support endorses or opposes any particular opinions discussed in this podcast. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Advertising, which is incorporated into, placed in association with, or targeted towards the content of this podcast is forbidden. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast. O2 Collective Propriety Limited assumes no liability for any of your activities in connection with this podcast or for your use of this podcast in connection with your website, computer, or playing device.